Blog Talk Radio.
It's just loving it from where we
Listen out, what was that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to Sunday service. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Just thanking God for God just being God. Amen. So God has kept us. Amen. For such a time as this. Welcome everybody to Wednesday night Bible studies. Making sure you have your Bibles open on tonight with you so that you can turn to scripture with us on tonight. So place your eyes and verify for yourself and be a witness of the word of God. If you are tuning in via the website and you want to be a part of the Bible study by giving comments or asking any questions, please give us a call at 845-277-9213. Amen. Let us pray before we enter in our lesson for tonight. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this set time that you allowed us to come to receive, to be poured into mighty your word, Father God, that we may live according to your word, your purpose, and your plan for our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask right now that you will purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now so that we can receive great and mighty from you, God, for you are mighty, God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for revelation and knowledge. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and divine wisdom, amen, that we may apply all that we learn, oh God, to our daily lives, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name to allow the scriptures, amen, and the lesson on tonight to take root and manifest in our actions, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all will see and know that you, Father God, that worketh in us and not ourselves, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and they say and perceive that has to be a man of God, a woman of God, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. We come against every spirit of worry and fear, every gossiping spirit. We come against every spirit of distraction. We come against the spirit of frustration right now. We come against the spirit of limitations right now. We come against the spirit of ache, pain, discomfort, sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, viruses, sickness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Touch every heart and mind right now and let peace come. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let us receive right now joy, unspeakable joy, amen. And we just want to say thank you for the joy that you give and the peace, amen, and not that of the world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. And that we decree and declare that there should be no distractions, no hindrances, and we will be able to be taught and receive and apply to our lives. Amen. So if you've been in Bible study with us, y'all, you know we've been studying spiritual warfare and deliverance, and we've been talking about double-minded, being double-minded and dealing with double-minded people, and if we ourselves have been double-minded, and what it comes from, what it roots from, and how do we come against it? How do we overcome that and be delivered? Tonight, y'all, we're going to talk about the strategy to attack double-mindedness, the strategy to attack double-mindedness. Amen. I want to go to the book of Exodus, you all. But I want you to understand why you go there and turn with me. The book of Exodus, chapter 23. And we're going to start at verse 29 through 30. That's in the book of Acts, chapter 23, verses 29 through 30. But I want you to understand this. The strategy to attack double-mindedness is to, you all, separate rejection from rebellion. Amen. We want to separate rejection from rebellion, attack the rejection stronghold, and attack the root of bitterness, amen, which is the core of the rebellion stronghold. So then attack the rebellion stronghold. It is helpful for the deliverance worker to be familiar with the pattern and clusters of demons that work within the false personalities of the person. Remember this deliverance. It takes time, you all, little by little. When we go over to the book of Exodus, if you're there by now, Exodus chapter 23, verse 29 to 30. Amen. It's good to see everybody in Bible study tonight. Amen. Sister Dylan and Brenda Gale and Evangelist Kim and Sister Pamela Townsend and Sister Molly Shakota, Pastor Manning and Sister Connie and everyone else that's on today. God bless you all. We're in the book of Exodus 23:29-30. The Bible says, I'm coming out the New King James Version, I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. Amen. So we see it here for ourselves. Amen. So I want you to understand, not all of God's solutions are instantaneous, you all, nor does delay justify inaction. So in this case, God calls would require constant cooperation and persistence and effort by the Israelites. According to the scripture, success would come step by step or by and by, as we see here in the scripture. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So it'll be little by little. See, the fears under rejection and rebellion strengthen them, and they are weakened as others are driven out. Amen. So the cluster of demons in the rejection stronghold must be separated from the cluster of demons in the rebellion stronghold and over time cast out. So a person, you all, who has no personality must have time to develop one with the help of Christ, or they will have nothing to fall back on. Amen? So if we don't have that, we'll have nothing to fall back on. We'll find ourselves dealing with more than what we started with. So you all, those who have been delivered from double-minded should develop ability to esteem others without impure motives. Accountability is something that we're doing with a group of people at this time. Having, you know, being accountable and being held accountable. Accountability is important. Authenticity, you all, balance, completeness in the things of God, concentration. All of us don't have focus. You know, we have a hard time being focused and impatient, but we should have these. Those who have been delivered from double-minded, you all should develop, you know, confidence, courage, deep appreciation for spiritual blessings. Amen. Honesty, honor, integrity, joy, kindness, love, loyalty, meekness, obedience, patience, positive self-esteem, punctuality, you all, being on time, devotion, faith and flexibility, you all, to the Holy Spirit, gentleness, heart for God and his people, amen, self-respect, amen, single-mindedness, submission to God and leadership, thoroughness, you know, being thorough, you all, resourcefulness, responsibility, reverence, security, self-assurance, amen, self-discipline, trustworthiness, truthfulness, amen, virtue, vision, wisdom, amen. See, these are the characteristics that those who have been delivered from double-mindedness need in order to reveal their true personality. And their godly personality. So they must have time to develop their real personality, everyone, while they are receiving deliverance. So it's over time. It's over time, little by little. Amen? Amen. So, you know, it's important to be led by the Holy Spirit when ministering because there are varying degrees of demonization, believe it or not, in different people. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God. So we need to understand acceptance in the beloved. We understand the acceptance in the beloved, you all. Since rejection is such a common problem with a lot of people, at some point in time in our life we have been rejected. Some, even during conception, during birth, were born into rejection. You know, they wasn't wanted. They were given up. Some deal with it, you know, in school, deal with it because you looked a certain way or you didn't talk a certain way, you didn't dress a certain way. So a lot of people have dealt with rejection. You know, rejection is such a common problem. And since it is the core of double-mindedness, you all, it is no wonder that it is mentioned as part of the redemption story of Christ. Jesus was rejected so that we could be delivered from rejection.
Yeah.
Amen. When we go over, y'all, let's go over to the book of Isaiah 53:3. Isaiah 53:3, if you walk with me here, go with me here. Isaiah, and I'll give you all some time to get there. Isaiah 53:3. Isaiah 53:3. Hallelujah. I'm going to drink a little bit of water while y'all get there. Isaiah 53:3. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:3, for those of y'all just logging in to Bible study tonight, we are in the New King James Version. Amen. And we are covering the strategy to attack double-mindedness. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:3, he is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. My Lord, my God. So it tells us that he was despised and rejected by men. He was rejected by the high priests and the Pharisees. Why did Jesus go through rejection as one of the major areas in his passion, you all? I'm going to tell you why. Because man needs to be delivered from rejection. Man needs to be delivered from rejection. And we are mankind. Amen. See, he took upon himself our rejection so that he could deliver us from rejection. The biggest rejection came when he asked, my God, why have you forsaken me? According to Scripture, Matthew 27:46, when he was on the cross, when he took the sins of the world, God had to turn his face at that time because God is so holy. So when he took it all, you remember Jesus was without sin. So he became of our sin when he took it all on the cross. And so at that time, understand, because at that moment he became sin, you all, and his Father rejected him. God always rejects sin, you all. I want you to understand that Jesus became sin. He went through rejection. He suffered and was beaten, wounded, and bruised in order to deliver us from rejection. Rejection. My Lord, my God. Rejection, y'all, is the open door to the double-minded personality and a major aspect of deliverance and salvation. And now because Christ's rejection, we are accepted in the beloved. Amen. Let's go over to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, you all, verse 4 through 6. Ephesians, hallelujah, one of my husband's favorite books in the Bible is Ephesians. Ephesians, and that's going to be chapter 1, the first chapter in Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4 through 6, amen. The Bible says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Amen. So we are accepted through the blood of Jesus. We are accepted by grace. We don't have to be perfected through legalism or keeping laws, you all. We can be accepted by faith. This is the tremendous blessing, you all, of Christianity, because we are in Christ. Amen. At this time, I ask if you all have any questions or comments so far as we wrap up here. Press 1 if you have any questions or comments at this time. Press 1. I'll give you all a moment to press 1 if you have any questions or comments at this time. Amen. I just want to, you know, I really want to hear from everyone tonight if possible. You know, if you've ever dealt with rejection. Okay, we have Sister Billy. Thank you, Sister Billy. God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead. Sister Billy? Do you have it on mute?
Hold on. Yeah, I had it on mute. I came in late, so I didn't catch all of the beginning. But so far, I'm enjoying to get an understanding. And being rejected, a person don't like being rejected. You know, you feel like, oh, what I do. But you just move on with it. A person's going to reject you regardless, you know. No matter if you're good or bad, they still going to reject you. So if they did Jesus, who am I? soul.
My Lord, my God.
The lesson is good so far. I'm following you with each verse, and it's good getting to understand
Amen.
And learning.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. We thank God. God bless you. Thank you, Mother, for chiming in with your comment. The thing is this, you all, when you're in rejection, you start to question yourself. So then you enter into double-minded. So you're not sure who you are, and you question, am I not good enough, or I don't, you know, or what's wrong with me, and you start feeding into that, and then you have someone tell you something different. Now you operate, and it's all because of we've been rejected. Now I know I've been rejected before. I don't know about everybody else on the line, but I've been rejected before in life, and it doesn't feel good. It does make you question yourself and enter to that place of double-mindedness, because you know where you once were, you're not, and then you're questioning, and you're operating in a different mindset. One minute you're over here, the next minute you're over here, oh, I believe it, they say, no, I don't. You know, it's just a lot. So I do want to hear tonight from you all, because we're going to stop right there for our lesson tonight before I enter into another lesson, you all, which I just want to pick up next week and start from the beginning with that week, because we're going to talk about, you know, Leviathan, the king of pride. The demon is king of pride. A lot of us deal with pride. And so I want to really hit that hard. So I want to take the full lesson to, you know, go ahead and start the new lesson on next Wednesday. So I really want to hear from y'all. You just never know. Your comment or your question can help someone that's on the line today that need to hear it, or they don't know how to form the question to ask it. You ever been with you, like, I have a question, but I don't really know how to, you know, put it together to ask it, you know. But somebody else may ask it. It's like, I had a question, and that's what I wanted to ask. I just didn't know how to say it. Amen. Evangelist Kim, go ahead. God bless you. Welcome.
Oh, hello. How y'all doing? God bless. I'm not sure if that's exactly what the Holy Spirit has spoke to me about recently, about rejection. And I said it's something like it's protection, actually God's protection, because a lot of times people try to reject you and count you out. God don't want you being a part of that thing anyway. You know, so sometimes it's protect our heart, protect our dignity or what have you, you know. So a lot of times we just have to turn, you know, change our way of thinking and everything, because, like, even with me, I've been rapping a long time for God. Like they say, I'm old school, you know. I have an old school flow, whatever. But it's about the message with me. So when this guy one time told somebody, man, I like Kay Moore, but she old school. And so I guess that was supposed to make me feel bad, but because I knew who I was and I was assured in who I was, it didn't affect me how it could have. Oh, and so I was just like, yeah, I am old school. That's where I came up, through the old school. So I'm good with that, because it's not about me anyway. It's about this message, you know. And so you just have to know who you are and know that sometimes man's rejection is God's protection. And that's it.
Right, now I'll say something about that, because even, and like you said, you got that word, and some thing is, if you look at it that way, rejection is, in some cases, your protection, because even with Jesus, when he was rejected, that was something for him, that was something for Jesus to do, and he had to be rejected so that he could save the world, right? So he had to be rejected, he had to go through, some things are necessary, but it is how you look at it and realize, you know what? Because you're not going to allow yourself to enter into that place of double-mindedness because of rejection. So when you know that, then you know not to enter into, allow that spirit to take you into it, open yourself up for the other spirit to come in and operate. Because that's where rejection brings on double-mindedness, because people being rejected, then they operate. But when you realize, okay, you know what? That's fine. This is just where God protected me. I'm being rejected for what God has for me to do, because God is sending me a whole other direction because of the work that God has for me. I can't go that way. You had to push me away. You had to reject me for what God has for me. Amen.
Come on. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. And thank you. God bless you. Thank you for that comment and that message. Amen. Yes. Because even we look at what Jesus went through, he had to go through, and he was telling his disciples all along that, hey, I'm not going to be with you for a long time. And basically, they were supposed to do that. They were told, even Joseph, he was rejected because guess what? God had a plan for him. God, but even in this, even in the midst of that, even John the Baptist, he knew God had a plan for him, but things happened to him where people rejected him and even killed him, that he began to go operate in double-mindedness after Jesus. Is he really who we say, is he really the true Messiah? But all the time he was preaching the Messiah is coming, and when he came, there he is. And all of a sudden, when he was in a situation that was seemingly out of his control and he needed help, he began to operate in double mind. That's how when we end up in a situation that we don't know how to handle and we don't trust God in it, we start trusting in ourselves and what we can do or trusting in man, we begin to operate operating with a double mind.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Evangelist Kim. Let's try to figure that. So that's why I say, y'all, give us your comments or your questions, because that really helped. And Sister Dillard, you know, just getting on and saying, hey, you know, this is that, this is what I got. And that really, really opens up, it opens us up. So that we can receive, and then we can apply that to our life. Like, okay, you rejected me, that's fine. Let me move on.
Yeah.
That means you best will not, God missed this door to close. So, because he has something else for me. Amen.
Amen.
You wanted to say something, Pastor Manny? All right, we'll let Pastor Manny.
Amen. Amen. We all have some stories about double-mindedness. Have some stories about being rejected as well, you know, just because the color of our skin, we experience rejection, you know, from the time you even knew who you were, even the time you was trying to figure out who you were. You know, we experience it every single day. You know, just go into a grocery store or go into a bank or you go apply for a job or something. There is questions that's on there that automatically put you in a place of being rejected or put you in a certain category. So, yeah, we all, you know, experience this. I like everybody's comments. You know, everybody has provisions on, hey, this is what it is, and now I can identify that this is what it is. I don't have to live there in that place of rejection. So I just want to say that, you know, God is definitely on our side. And when we realize that God is on our side and we realize that Satan is against us to show us things, to think that God is not on our side, that's why we got the word of God to be able to be in that place that knowing that God is on our side, he does not reject you. There was a point in time, you know, where God did reject us for who we were. But after Christ Jesus has been risen, you know, from the dead, you know, God does not reject you. You know, we are only rejected when we're not in Christ. So we thank God, you know, that we're able to be in Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone tonight. Like I said, you know, I didn't want to enter into another lesson.
Yeah.
I wanted to wrap up right there. As we come back next Wednesday, and we're going to talk about the spirit of pride, you all. And a lot of us are still dealing with that in the body of Christ, and that's a problem with a lot of members in the body of Christ, dealing with pride on different levels. And we're going to talk about that spirit, that demon, levitating. And we're going to talk about that next week, y'all. So, again, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. We want to hear from you. Amen. 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 Okay, don't leave the line without saying, you know, I really quite didn't get that. I didn't understand it. And so we can have those questions answered.
What do we use, Apostle? What are some things that we can use, you know, right now, like practically, when we face rejection?
Oh, you all, the first thing we do is we go in prayer. We come into agreement. And like you understand, some things don't come out only by fasting, praying and fasting, and fasting to be delivered from that, and then expecting it, being in the mindset of expecting to be delivered, and practicing it, being understanding that it's a mindset, and asking God to help you to have the right mindset, amen, so that you can be delivered from double-mindedness, being delivered from the spirit of rejection. You can call those things out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and reading the word of God and being delivered from it, because there's healing. You know, when we read the word of God, you are, we read the living word, and the word of God gets in us, and it manifests when we become that. So anything that's not of it, got to come out. It has to come out.
Read more.
Read more.
Read
get
more.
Into the word
read
of God
word
and know
God.
Who you are. Once you know who you are in Christ, that won't work anymore. It won't work. When somebody tries to come against you or reject you, and the enemy tries to use that to come in and operate and bring in all the rest of his, you know, all these other spirits and the demonic spirits to attack you. But when you know who you are in Christ, and the way you know who you are is to be in the Word of God, so then the Word of God can get into you and you become that, the Word. And you use that Word as power. Amen. There's power, your power and authority in the Scriptures of God and using the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. I hope I answered your question, Pastor Manny. I hope y'all could hear me.
My God, that was a lot. That was great. You didn't say a whole lot. It didn't take you long. That was a lot that was said there. You know who you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Read more of the Word of God. Get, you know, more focus on what God says about you rather than what everybody else says about you. Yeah, that's a lot. Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And it's like Evangelist Kim said, she was like, you know, knowing who you are when people say this, she old school, or, you know, oh, I like it, she old school. I don't know, she's too old school for me. You know, and knowing who you are in Christ, no matter what somebody says, you can say, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
What can you do?
That's what you say.
It's what you say. What God say, you walk on. You don't allow that. You send it back to the sender. I don't accept what you're saying. You don't have to accept everything somebody says to you or about you. You do not. You don't have to answer to everything somebody calls you.
Right.
You don't have to.
Uh-huh.
And so knowing who you are in Christ, you know, you don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about that because you know who you are and you know the Word of God and you use that. Amen. And you stay in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Of being delivered and being set free.
Can you tell us about what was spoken, what we said about when you speak something?
Oh, we're going to say this and we're going to wrap up, Pastor Manny. We just a little bit off the lesson for tonight, but I don't know if you someone else have a question. Let me see if my mom, because she came back up. Let's see. Sister Dillard, did you have a question or come again?
Yeah, I've been pushing one for the longest. Let me ask you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was showing me. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I was just pushing. Like the rejection. And is the rejection like double-minded? Do you consider that double-minded too? I know y'all were saying something about double-minded.
Right. Rejection brings on double-minded. It's like, it's going to be like the rule where one thing leads to the next. So when people are rejecting, it takes them into a place of double-minded.
Yeah, so double-minded. And I know in the Bible it says somebody double-minded, and another
man is unstable in all his ways.
The Bible always say about a man, but double-minded in the Bible, when they double-minded, God called them fools, right?
Double-minded is unstable in all his ways.
Yeah.
So most people enter into double-minded because it comes from rejection. Somewhere in their life they've been rejected.
Yeah.
And because think about it, when you're rejected, you question who you are. So then you operate with a double mind. And so, and, you know, we don't want to take that particular scripture out of context because we can think about what's going on in that particular way. When it's talking about a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can't trust what that person will do. You can't trust what they'll say because once would that be yes one moment, then the next minute they'd be no.
Yeah.
They'll be eating, they'll be out. So how can you trust somebody who is double-minded? One moment they good, the next moment they bad.
Right.
How are you going to trust that? You're going to pick me up, I'm waiting, the next thing I call, where you at? Well, I ain't going to be able to make it. So you can't trust that person in any of their ways. So,
I think it's kind of in the same, a double-minded person.
Oh, yeah, it's connected. The hip bone connected to the thigh bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got
that. Okay, I didn't know you. I was like, let me see if she's trying to get on again because I saw the mark come up again. The way the system is set up. I'm sorry about that, Mama. I didn't know you. I was like, let me try again because she didn't pop up here again, and I didn't know if it was the system or whatever. So now I know. But let me ask the Evangelist Kim if she had anything else too, because we definitely don't want to leave nobody out because you may be asking a question somebody else, like I said, isn't able to formulate. And so I thank you for that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Kim, did you have another question or comment?
I didn't. I got the baby, so I'm good. She kind of fussy
now. Okay, just want to make sure.
Okay,
thank you.
All right.
All right, y'all. We want to share this with you before we wrap up here today. Just a little nugget, you all, and I want to say this so we understand that when you speak a thing, we have so much power and authority in our mouths, you all. And then when you believe in what you're speaking, what you're sowing, to sow into, like, especially when you're fasting or praying and somebody give you a prophecy, you want to sow into that prophecy if you believe into it. Right then, you don't want to wait. So we're driving down the freeway, and my husband, he's just prophesying, and he said, you know what, I'm going to sow into that, and I'm in the truck with him, he's going. And so we're going back, we're kind of talking back and forth. And so he said, I'm going to sow in that because I believe that. He sowed into it, and then he was, we were going further down the road, and I said, you know what, I'm going to sow into that. And, you know, I sold, and right away, probably like 3 minutes later, what was prophesied, it showed up. It just showed up. So almost immediately it showed up. So, and we just wanted to share that with you. When you believe in that word that goes forth, make sure that you are sowing into that word. You know, sow believing.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't just sow and you don't believe in a maybe. You want to believe and you want to sow into that you believe in. So sow into it immediately and expect God to do it. So don't just get a word and then be like, oh, okay. You want to sow into that word. And I think if you all have people have a better understanding of, you know, sowing and reaping and, you know, tithes and offerings and sowing into it and sowing into a prophet of God's. And the Bible says if you sow into a prophet, you reap the prophet's reward. You sow into a righteous person, you reap the righteous reward. And understanding that and not being afraid. So God bless you. We just want to share that with you as a testimony today. And not being double-minded, being afraid. Like, oh, I trust you, Lord, now. But, oh, Lord, not right now. I need this little bit. Amen.
Time before I can tell them about the law, of speaking. Do we have time for that?
We have a few seconds here, a few minutes here. I wanted to share something with you, adding on to the lesson today. It's
going to be brief, so we won't hold you much longer. Again, thank you all for your patience. And your obedience to be here today.
Amen, amen. I definitely thank God, you know, for this opportunity. Apostle from Talanika and I, we was able to discover something last night. So anything that we get from God, you know, we want to be able to share it with the church because that's why God give us stuff to be able to share. And if it's beneficial to, for you, then God bless you. I mean, if it's not, then, you know, pass it on to someone else. We discovered that every time that we speak something, that it goes into a place to where it begins to manifest. So we're talking about sowing a seed, a financial seed. You know, this works the same way, you know, when you speak words. Okay, we also discover that when you speak something and you write it down, we discover that, you know, by the Holy Spirit showed us, you know, what you wrote down, you will start to fix your mind on it. You will fix your mind on it. You will start to fix your heart on it because you're reading it over and over and over again. And we understand because of what Scripture said, God, he honors the law. He talked about the law of the land. You know, God honors the law of the land. So we know that when people put laws in force, you know, at first there's something that has to been thought up and then it was spoken. Then when two and three people come together and they agree that this is good, then it's written down, you know, for our people to follow. So we too, you know, as men and women, if there's things that, you know, that is good, that it comes from God that you thought about, you know, everything that God gives you, you know, take a piece of paper and write it down. Write it down. So that way that you can look at it, you can read over it because it had to come from somewhere. If God gave it to you, then you better believe, you know, it's for you to believe in it and sow into what it is that God has shown you. And it won't take long for you to be able to see that because God gave it to you. Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone once again. We see blessings. And save over you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we decree and declare that all is delivered from rejection, double-mindedness, any spirit that is attached to it, the cluster of spirits that come from operating with a double-minded rejection in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you all again. If you have any questions or comments at this time, press 1. If not, we're going to wrap up, and we're going to wrap up our Wednesday Bible study. Again, if it's your first time here with us, we're not on here a long time because we want to give you a little
bit at a time so you can take that, digest it, apply it to your life, and then come back for some more. Amen. Be filled and be ready for next week. Amen. So that you can have what you need for now. So God bless everyone. Again, we're back here on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for our Bible study. We'll be talking about the spirit of Leviathan, which is the spirit of pride. So please be ready to receive on next Wednesday. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you again for this opportunity that you allowed us to come and receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let all be filled, oh God. Let all be changed, oh God, by your word in the name of Jesus Christ of God, withholding nothing. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless every home, every member of their homes, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you find favor, that they find favor with you, that we all find favor with you in your protection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we leave this call but never your praise, oh God. We thank you for your hedge of protection that surrounds us, your angels that are encamped around our homes and our vehicles, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers. Oh Lord, till we come again in this place, oh God, let all be blessed. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. You all be safe. We love you. We thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord and the devil is defeated. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Been nobody there to put me
Yeah.